I had a termination in January. I was 9 weeks pregnant. I was in a relationship with somebody where we both talked about getting married. But then when I found out I was pregnant, he basically said he didn't want to get married anymore. So...
Were your family aware that you were in a relationship?
Yeah. I told my sister and my cousin as well, and I'd mentioned to my older brother that there's somebody that I'm seeing, and it's leading towards marriage. And you know, when I'm ready, we'll come to you and. We'll take it from there.
So he turned out to be not the person you thought he was.
When I told him I was pregnant, he actually said, "I will look after the baby financially. You don't have to worry about anything. I am just not going to get married to you."
Did he say what?
So he said he would support the baby, he would look after the baby. I didn't have to worry about anything financially. He just wasn't going to get married.
Why did he change his mind, do you think?
I am assuming here. I did ask, I never got an answer, but I think it was actually telling his parents that he'd got a girl pregnant and now we were wanting to get married. I think it was the shame of that. That's the impression I got.
Can I ask you what the process was like emotionally and, you know, just how you had to deal with it? Did you have to deal with going through everything on your own, or did you have someone with you by your side throughout it?
No, when I did a home pregnancy test and I immediately rang my baby sister and I told her. And
what was her reaction?
My sister wanted me to keep the baby. She did not want me to have an abortion. She strongly said to me that, you know, please don't have an abortion. You know, whatever happens, we'll face it together as a family, but please keep this child. And as it happened, my mum and dad were at hers over the Christmas period, and it was her that told my mum, and my mum was very upset because obviously the way I'd been treated.
So your mother was aware that you were pregnant?
My sister told my mum, yes.
Right, and did your sister tell your mum with your blessing?
Yes, she asked me first.
Right, okay.
And I said, I even though I'm older than you, I probably won't be able to tell her.
Right. And what was the first conversation like with your mum after she'd found out?
My mum burst into tears when she saw me. Obviously because of the way I'd been treated with this gentleman, if I can use that loosely.
Yeah, incredibly loosely, yeah.
And, yeah, she was just very upset. And when I actually spoke to her after she stopped crying, I said I would like to keep the baby regardless of whatever he wants or not. And my mom's reaction was, I don't care about people. All I care about is you. How are you going to bring up this child on your own? Because predominantly, fundamentally, it will be you doing all the hard work. Your family will help, but it will come down to you. And how are you going to do this on your own?
Can I ask?
For that reason alone, you have to have a termination.
So it was her. Was she the first person that suggested having a termination to you, or was it all in your mind already?
It was my mum suggested it. Up until then, I'd never even considered it.
Right.
Because
okay.
I was hell bent on keeping the child.
Well, if. Do you think genuinely your mother didn't care about what the community said? Because if your mother and obviously I don't wish to judge your mother in any way. I don't know. I've never met her. But thinking about it, you could have all mucked in and... couldn't you?
Yes. I immediately, with my sister, we actually raised it that to some degree, of course you are, you know, you're Muslim, you're Asian, of course you are bothered about what family and family friends are going to say. It, of course, you know, that plays a part. But I just didn't, I tried to see it from her perspective, and I just didn't want to put her through any of that hurt or any of that shame. And that's why it was a very difficult decision for me, because I wanted to keep this baby, but I wanted to see it from my mum's point of view as well.
Of course, of course.
And there was a lot of soul searching.
I can imagine.
It was a very horrible decision to make.
And of course, you didn't have long to make that decision, did you? I mean, you're talking about a matter of weeks, aren't you?
From when I found out till when I'd made that decision, it was just over a week, yeah.
A week?
Yeah, it was a week.
So did your mother effectively tell you not to keep the baby?
No, her words were, how are you going to cope? And that's why I don't want you to do this. If he's willing to marry you, then you have my full blessing to get married and obviously keep the child. But outside of marriage, how are you going to do this? It's not done. It's not right. That's what she said. She said, you know, obviously, and she's right, a child should be born within marriage, obviously. But
can I ask you how you feel about it now? It's 6 months on.
I was actually due this week, because I was already 9 weeks. And every single day since that day, I have thought about this child, morning and evening, and I have felt so much guilt because I have asked myself, why am I living, breathing, when I denied this very opportunity to a child? Because all my life, I've been strongly against abortion. And then, obviously, I went ahead and did the same myself. And I blame myself. Obviously, it wasn't, you know, there were other factors to it, but I blame myself.
Can I ask you why you didn't have protected sex?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you, and this is an incredibly personal question, but why did you not practice safe sex?
We did, always, but there was that one instance, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
where we didn't, so.
Yeah. How has it affected your relationship with your mother?
My mum, she sees me now, and she didn't tell me, but she told my baby sister that your sister has forgotten how to smile. And we talk, you know, we are as we've always been, but there's an underlying sadness between us, because she sees me the way I am, and it affects her. So,
I mean, as an Asian woman who was having sex before marriage, how equipped do you feel you were in terms of education and emotional strength to actually deal with that? How confident were you to deal with that?
Do you mean determination, or do you?
No, I mean actually the sex before marriage thing, because of course it's such a taboo subject, and we all know it goes on. No one wants to talk about it, but young Asian men and young Asian women are the same as anyone else. Got the same urges.
I mean, I'm not some naive teenager. I'm a grown adult.
No, I understand that. No, I understand.
I know the cultural, the religious side of sex, and I also know, obviously, that living in this country, how difficult it is.
I take it he's from the same background as you, is he?
I'm from an Indian background. He was from a Pakistani background.
Right. Okay, but same faith.
Yes, the same. We're both Muslim.
Has anyone thought about your emotional and psychological well-being? I mean, you say that your mother is saying that you don't smile anymore. You're saying that the baby would have been due this week. Has anyone attended to your psychological, your emotional needs since this happened?
My best friend has actually suggested that I speak to my GP and see if I can get some counselling. But I've resisted so far because I just find the idea of, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I guess once you open it all up, then I guess the tears won't stop, and that's why I've just resisted so far.
But that but that means that they're all still in there. And they have to come out at some point, don't they? I mean, it may be too soon. It may be too soon. That only you can say. But you know, if you're carrying this pain around with you, as you clearly are, and it is still so soon after it, but you do feel as though there are people around you who that you,
yeah,
you can turn to.
My sister's been an absolute rock. She's been absolutely unbelievable. Without her, I don't think I could have got through anything. And my brother-in-law as well.
Can I ask you, what advice would you give to young women listening to this now? And, of course, young men. I mean, my advice to men would be, if you get into this situation, be a man about it. Unlike that chap that...
Well, the obvious answer would be never to have unprotected sex. But if it does happen, and I'm sure it does, I think you need people around you, definitely, whether it be family. And obviously, it can be so... I was lucky, but it can be so difficult if you don't have family that you can confide in.
Yeah, I can't... I mean, to be honest, the fact that your mother didn't blow a gasket and effectively disown you is a miracle. I think I've heard too many stories where Asian parents have disowned their children.
Yeah.
Over things that some would deem less serious than this. So, yeah, in that respect. But then some people listening may think that she pressured you into doing something that you didn't want to do particularly.
I think it's an absolutely heartbreaking decision to make. So for any young woman, I would simply say just speak to somebody before making any kind of decision, whoever it is, because you cannot go through it on your own. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Sorry, Nihal.
No, my gosh, don't for a second... For a nanosecond, apologise to me. I can only thank you so much for having the bravery to come on this radio show and talk to me about it. Please, don't ever apologise to me. You say you regret this every day. Do you think that this is something that you will regret for the rest of your life, or that at some point in the future you'll come to terms with this?
No, I will always regret it, because the way I see it, I denied life to an innocent child, you know, whether I was pressured or not. It was, you know, I killed a child, and that is not something I don't think I would recover from, regardless of the situation.